Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Right now at 6, a car flips over on its roof in an overnight crash in southeast Raleigh, and police are working to track down the driver who was nowhere to be found.
And when you step outside, you might notice we're getting a small break in our humidity today. I'll show you when it's going to go right back up. After weeks of climbing, gas prices are beginning to level off. What experts are saying about how long this trend will last and why the cost at some stations is still going up.
And the record-setting Mega Millions jackpot has a winner. Where the lucky ticket was sold and the big prize someone here in North Carolina can claim after last night's drawing. All the numbers lining up, and it was certainly record-setting. And yes, we'll reveal the details straight ahead. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Renee Chu. Welcome to your winning Wednesday. It's a win that we all get to spend the day together. We've got this gorgeous sunrise. And when you step outside, it feels rather refreshing. A little of a break from the humidity, Elizabeth. The dew point dropped down to 65. And on our monkey meter, that puts us at nice. Now, it's probably just a subtle change as you walk out the door, but it shouldn't feel like a wet blanket's been thrown over your head when you walk out this morning. We have mainly clear skies, as you can see here in downtown Raleigh. 70 degrees is our temperature. So it's definitely warm. We've had some 60s, though, on our map this morning. It's 69 in Southern Pines, 63 in Roxboro, 64 in South Hill. Again, 70 in the Triangle, 75, though, in Fayetteville, 74 in Clinton. So it kind of depends on where you are. We take a look at our hour-by-hour forecast. We're looking at mid-80s by lunchtime. We'll climb into the low 90s this afternoon, like we've seen for the last several days. But today does stay dry, and our humidity should stay on the lower side. For tomorrow, we have a level 2 risk for severe storms. It looks like these storms could arrive as early as lunchtime. I'm going to walk you through the timeline coming up. Brian?
Elizabeth, I just checked with Wake County 911, and they still have crews on the scene out at Glenwood Avenue at Leadmine Road. Had a report of a crash with injuries there this morning about an hour ago. Still not seeing any delay showing up there on Glenwood Avenue near the mall, but I will watch that and let you know how it's developing. Around the rest of the triangle, all quiet. No other problems showing up right now in Wake County. Also looking good in Durham at the moment. Taking a look at those major approaches into Raleigh right now, we're not picking up any unusual delays. I-40 looking good in both directions all the way through the triangle.
I'm Michael Grayson, the WRAL breaking news tracker in Southeast Raleigh, where police are searching for a driver following a crash. It happened just after 3 a.m. on the 3300 block of Mackinac Island Lane. You can see one car overturned, some extensive damage there. Another parked car lost its back bumper, and police say the driver was not on scene when they arrived. No injuries were reported, but again, we'll be following up with the Raleigh Watch Commander to get more information about this ongoing investigation. In Southeast Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Breaking this morning, the biggest Mega Millions jackpot in the game's history has a winner. A ticket sold in Neptune Beach, Florida, matched all five numbers and the Mega Ball to win the $1.58 billion jackpot. There's also a big winner here in North Carolina as well. One ticket matched all five white balls and played the Mega Plier, so it is worth $2 million. Take a look at the winning numbers. They are 13, 19, 20, 32, and 33. The Mega Ball is 14. And the Mega Plier is 2. The jackpot now starts over at $20 million, and the next drawing is Friday.
And here in the WRA Live Center, Renee, we're getting our first look at the public supermarket in Neptune Beach, Florida. It's going to be a very popular place. This is one of the reporters there in Jacksonville, Florida, because Neptune Beach is just east of Jacksonville, Florida, and the reporter is getting ready for his live shot. But that's the Publix right there that where that winning ticket was sold. Here's something else we found out about playing the lottery in Florida. If you win more than $250,000 in Florida, you can remain anonymous for 90 days after that prize is claimed. Now, after that, after those 90 days, your name and only your name would be made public. But again, this reporter is getting ready for his live shot. This store doesn't open until 7 o'clock, and I've been watching the store employees show up in the last hour, and they look very startled, like we're bracing for something big today. So Neptune Beach is a huge and popular tourist attraction, so it stands to reason that this could be an out-of-towner or it could be a local resident. Who knows?
Either way, going to lay low until they get their money straight. Thanks, Ken. Two men are facing murder charges in the shooting death of a 30-year-old on Peyton Street in Raleigh. Officers arrested Jorge Arroyo Zabaleta and Kennedy Basavez Gonzalez last night. Police say they shot and killed Francisco Camacho Lopez. The shooting happened around 4:15 Sunday morning on Peyton Street, and investigators have not said what led to the killings.
Two people had to be rescued when a home caught fire in Harnett County. It happened last night on Victoria Hills Drive. We're told the home is a total loss. At least two people needed medical attention. Fire crews have not said what started the fire.
A highway patrol chase with a motorcycle ended in a crash in Sampson County. It happened last night around 8:30. We're told the chase started on U.S. Highway 13 near Hollerin Road and ended on Roanoke Road. The motorcycle lost control, ended up in a ditch on the side of the road. We are working to learn what caused that chase to start and what injuries the driver may have.
Family and friends are not giving up their search for Alicia Watts more than 3 weeks after she vanished. They traveled to Anson County yesterday to spread flyers and try to learn more about her disappearance. Anson County is where Watts' SUV was found on July 18th, 2 days after she was last seen. Her boyfriend, James Dunmore, was found unresponsive inside the car at a DMV where the group gathered for a prayer vigil yesterday. Detectives have said very little about where Dunmore has been since.
James Dunmore, Alex, Nunu, Tutu, whatever name we got, is still out. Because to me, if we find Dunmore, we'll find Alicia. He's going to talk.
Authorities are calling Dunmore a person of interest. Watts' family and friends are working to organize another vigil. We may have seen the peak of summer gas prices. We've been telling you about these big overnight spikes at the pump in recent weeks, but relief may be here. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us this morning with where you can expect the price to go in the weeks to come. Kelsey, good morning. Good morning. Those overnight price jumps that we've been telling you about for the past couple of weeks are starting to turn around. New numbers released from AAA just a few hours ago show that the average price of gas here in North Carolina is about $3.60 a gallon. So that price is staying about the same. It's 1 cent lower than yesterday, equal to 1 week ago. It's also much lower than the national average, which is at $3.83 this morning, 1 cent up from yesterday, 3 cents up from 1 week ago. Oil prices have risen for 6 weeks straight. Extreme heat was impacting refineries in places like Texas and Louisiana. Even though gas prices are still high, we're not seeing the same overnight spikes. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says as you're filling up today and throughout the week, you may notice that prices will vary depending on where you go.
There could be some stations that are kind of late in the game that may go up a few cents. There's some stations that may hold their price, and some of the more expensive stations could actually lower it. So it's going to be kind of a mixed bag this week.
And that's because prices went up so quickly, the market is just now catching up. And DeHaan says that we should consistently see lower prices by late September. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Raleigh.
And Raleigh police are sending a strong message this morning about their crime crackdown in Glenwood South. Officers say they got 14 guns off the street and arrested 36 people over the weekend. RPD posted these pictures to their Facebook page. They say some of the offenses include assault on a police officer, possession of a firearm by a felon, indecent exposure, and DWI. And new this morning, voters in Ohio have rejected a resolution that opponents say would have made it harder to defend abortion rights. The measure would have made it more difficult to amend the state's constitution. This special election comes before a November vote that will ask whether the constitution should guarantee a woman's right to an abortion. That'll need a simple majority to pass. Tuesday's vote was calling for the threshold to be changed to 60%.
There's some relief this morning for those of you driving through Raleigh. Wade Avenue near I-440 is back open this morning after it was closed for nearly 12 hours yesterday. The road was shut down following a tractor-trailer crash that brought down power lines. Take a look at this Sky5 video of the traffic caused by the repair work. Police had the entrance to the 440 interstate on Blue Ridge Road blocked off while crews worked to repair the power line damage.
North Carolina's Christina Cook and her teammates are getting closer to visiting the moon. They get their first look at the ship that will take them on this historic mission. Plus,
if somebody who wasn't familiar with the area had actually turned left, they would have turned into incoming traffic.
A turning arrow that would have sent drivers the wrong way gets painted on a busy road in Raleigh. The quick fix the DOT needed to make after the dangerous mistake. Our humidity dropped a little bit late yesterday, so you might feel a little more comfortable this morning, but it's still going to be a hot afternoon at 91 degrees. Of course, tomorrow is a WRL weather alert day as we have a level 2 risk for severe storms. I'll walk you through the timeline.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Six 11, we take a live look at Clinton. A little bit of cloud cover out here this morning, but for the most part, today will be bright and sunny. We'll see some cloud cover on and off. It will be a nice dry day. We've had the humidity drop just a touch this morning. It is still warm, temperatures ranging from the mid-60s to low 70s as you're heading out the door. But we've had, again, just a slight drop in how sticky it feels as you're heading out, walking the dog this morning. You may notice the difference, but temperatures will be about the same. It'll be just like it was yesterday for our high in the afternoon, looking at a high of 91. If you're walking the dog in the evening, say 6-7 o'clock, temperatures will be in the upper 80s. Again, today stays dry, but tomorrow we have a level two risk for severe storms, and it is a WRAL weather alert day. I'm going to walk you through the timeline for the storms coming up, Brian.
612 right now, Elizabeth. Just getting word of a crash in the Lee Chatham County line area on Highway 42 near the Cape Fear River Bridge. We're going to get some details about that. Hope to have some new information for you coming up in just a few minutes. Elsewhere around the Triangle, we still have, according to Raleigh 911, crews on the scene of an earlier crash at Glenwood Avenue around Lead Mine Road. Still not seeing any delays there, but I'll watch that, let you know how it's looking. On the east side of Durham, a live look at 885 at Cheek Road right now. Looking good in both directions. Just a 1 minute delay showing up on that northbound side, Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. A potentially dangerous left turn lane to nowhere has been fixed on Six Forks Road. Normally, both arrows on the exit ramp from I-440 East would force drivers to turn right onto Six Forks Road. But during repaving, look at that, one lane was mistakenly painted with a left arrow, and that would send drivers directly in the wrong direction onto that very busy road. A driver who noticed the mistake Monday evening contacted the DOT immediately.
And it was already affecting traffic coming up the ramp. Everybody was getting in one lane. And if somebody who wasn't familiar with the area had actually turned left, they would have turned into incoming traffic.
And that would have been a bad deal. A DOT spokesperson says the mistake was fixed in the early hours Tuesday morning.
The Supreme Court says so-called ghost guns should continue to be regulated under federal law. Ghost guns are untraceable, homemade firearms built with kits available online. They don't say they don't have serial numbers and don't require background checks. Last year, federal regulations were updated to define the kits as firearms so the government can better track them. A lower court challenged that policy, but the Supreme Court granted a request from the Biden administration to keep it in effect while legal challenges play out. Hip-hop artist Tory Lanez will spend the next 10 years in prison for shooting rapper Megan Thee Stallion. Lanez was sentenced Tuesday. This comes more than 3 years after he shot Megan in the foot in Hollywood Hills back in 2020. A jury convicted the 31-year-old of 3 felony charges. Megan says he shot her after an argument as she tried to get out of a car they'd been riding in together.
Happening today, Fort Liberty and Womack Army Medical Center are conducting a mass casualty training exercise. It begins in about 45 minutes, 7 o'clock this morning. So that means the Womack Family Medicine Residency will be closed, and they won't accept patients until after relocating to the Soldier Readiness Center. Both locations will reopen after the training ends this afternoon at 4. If you have an appointment at the Womack and its outlying clinics, those will not be affected.
The astronauts who will orbit the moon next year are getting their first look at the spacecraft that will take them there. The Artemis II crew got an update on the mission this week. 4 astronauts will be on board, including NC State alum Christina Cook. The crew says they cannot wait for their journey.
When you walk around the corner at the Neil Armstrong Operations and Checkout Facility, and there's your spacecraft that you're going to ride in. The ship, as they call it, over there. And we got to look inside and hang out, and it was really quite fascinating.
The Artemis II mission is set to take flight next November. It will be the first crewed flight to the moon in 50 years. And this morning on Today, an exclusive look inside the next frontier of space travel. Meet the civilian crew of the Virgin Galactic ship that will soar to the edge of space just over 24 hours from now. Today airs at 7 right here on WRAL.
All of the tens of thousands of power outages caused by Monday night's storms in the Triangle have been fixed. Duke Energy says it has new technology that helps bring the power back more quickly. New self-healing systems automatically recognize where lines are damaged and reroute power around those areas to minimize outage times.
A lot like the GPS in your car that says, hey, there's an accident ahead, take a different road and I can get you back on your way. The same thing is being done here with the grid.
Yeah, so the technology is already making a difference. The company says damaged lines still need to be fixed the old-fashioned way before power can be fully restored. But it gets around the trouble spots quicker, and we're noticing that. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Now, Monday seems a long way off after the next couple of nice days that we had.
Yeah, yesterday, today are both going to be nice, but tomorrow is a WRL Weather Alert Day. We have a level 2 risk for severe storms, and that's going to be our focus now that we'll be talking about. This low-pressure system here is producing some severe storms across Oklahoma. There's a severe thunderstorm watch that was just canceled, but overnight there were some severe thunderstorm warnings in that watch area. So this low will ride along our stationary front and arrive here tomorrow. The big question is, what time will it arrive? And there are different solutions from the computer models. You know, 24 hours out, we like for things, you know, to look nice and neat, but it's not always the case. So what could happen is that we see that cluster of thunderstorms developing in Tennessee, redeveloping across Tennessee, and overnight just plowing into North Carolina and bringing us a chance of some showers and thunderstorms early. Or that could fizzle out over the mountains and we'd have a better chance of afternoon and evening thunderstorms. So we're watching for those two scenarios. As it moves eastward, it's likely to spawn a level 3 risk for severe storms there across parts of the Mississippi Valley. But again, it's a level 2 risk for us tomorrow, which of course makes that a WRL Weather Alert Day. And the difference between a level 3 that we saw on Monday with, of course, tens of thousands of power outages and lots and lots of trees down is we would see fewer of those. So with a level 1 risk, we might see a handful of wind damage reports. With a level 2 risk, we might end up seeing, you know, 10, 15, I hate to put a number on it, but just to sort of, you know, explain the difference. And then, of course, on Monday, we had dozens and dozens of reports of severe weather. Here's a look at futurecast for us for tomorrow. It's possible, again, that we see a few scattered showers in the morning, depending on what happens with those storms in Tennessee. This version of futurecast wants to bring the thunderstorms in right around 11 o'clock lunchtime and move those out by 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon. There could be some redevelopment. This version of futurecast doesn't show a whole lot of that, but that's not out of the question. How much rainfall? Well, it's a fast-moving system, so we may only see an average of a quarter to a half an inch of rain out of it, so you may still need to keep watering. It's a 60% chance for us Thursday, a 20% chance Friday, a 40% chance, again, on Sunday of some scattered storms. We take a look across our area this morning. Skies are mostly clear. We have a pretty start here, and we'll see a warm afternoon. Our humidity has dropped slightly. It's not a big change. We'll see a high of 90 today, 91 today, and then 90 tomorrow with those scattered storms. Over the weekend, our temperatures heat back up into the mid-90s, and the heat index climbs, too. I'll show you when we're going to be back into the triple digits. Coming up, Brian.
619, Elizabeth, still trying to get some details about this reported serious crash in Lee County. Looks like it may be on Broadway Road, a little closer into Sanford. We're working to pinpoint an exact location. As soon as we get some details about that, I'll let you know. Also, Wake County 911 says it still has at least one crew on the scene out at Glenwood Avenue at Lead Mine Road in Raleigh with a report of a serious crash out there. I have not seen any delays on the sensors the entire time that call has been an active scene. So traffic still appears to be flowing pretty well out on Glenwood Avenue by the mall. Elsewhere around the Triangle, major routes are all clear. Want to take you to our sensor map and show you how things are looking on those major approaches into Durham. Out of Chapel Hill, 40 eastbound, all clear this morning. And coming in from North Durham on southbound 501, no delays from Infinity Road to I-85.
Thanks, Brian. Another animal shelter in the Triangle is filling up fast with pets that need homes. The call from Orange County for help from overcrowding.
The Atlantic Coast Conference is considering some big changes that geography lovers may not want to accept. The teams from the West Coast that could one day call the ACC home.
First, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be right back with What's Trending.
What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
While many of you were hoping to win the Mega Millions, millions of Taylor Swift fans were hoping to win a different kind of lottery.
Brian Schrader here now with what's trending on a Wednesday, Brian.
And for some of these Swifties, the stakes are just as high. They were frantically refreshing their email at 7 o'clock last night to see if they got a code to buy tickets to her shows next year. Now, many did not get their names drawn, and they ended up on the wait list, and they were lamenting their bad luck.
I saw Brett Neese posted that he got waitlisted. So that code allows you access to the presale on Friday. And then if they don't sell all the tickets then they go to the waitlist, which basically means if you're on the waitlist, you have no chance. But we know how the initial sales for her tour went the first time around with Ticketmaster. We'll see how this goes.
You have the right to wait.
You know, if Brett Neese gets waitlisted, it
right?
must be
a serious issue.
Listen, I think I speak on behalf of many people that when you're invited to a wedding, you just want to go to the reception. Well, this is perfect. Busch Light is going to put on a pit stop wedding during October's NASCAR race in Las Vegas. The whole thing is going to happen during a pit stop, and it's going to take less than 15 seconds. The company is going to pick the lucky couple through a social media contest.
15 seconds!
Perfect.
Get to your business quickly. Is anybody surprised that this is happening in Vegas? Right? I mean, that's the capital, the world capital of quick weddings. So love happens fast sometimes. No need to wait around. Just get to the reception, Brian. That's
right. Wedding can be a pit stop, but marriage is for the long haul. All right, Brian, thanks. The nominees are out for MTV's Video Music Awards, and no surprise, Taylor Swift leads the way. She has 8 nominations, including for Video of the Year, an award she's won 3 times before. R&B singer Zha has 6 nominations, and other stars including Doja Cat, Miley Cyrus, Nicki Minaj, and Olivia Rodrigo has 5 nominations each. The award show will air September 12th on MTV.
The ACC may soon cover far more ground than just the Atlantic coast. Reports indicate the conference is considering adding Stanford and Cal, 2 of the few remaining Pac-12 teams. The Big Ten and Big 12 both claimed several teams from the Pac-12 last week. The ACC is reportedly considering adding Texas school SMU from the American Athletic Conference as well.
And we are looking at the potential for some strong thunderstorms tomorrow. We have a level 2 risk. So tomorrow is a WRL weather alert day. I'll walk you through the timeline and what you can expect.
And we could be seeing some relief from high prices at the pump. We'll take you out there for a live look with WRL's Kelsey Coffey joining us after the break with why experts say the sharp increases are slowing down.
That Mega Millions billion-dollar jackpot we've been watching grow for months finally has a winner. Where the lucky ticket was sold as the grand prize resets once again.